The word of the Lord, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord which engages us this morning comes from our gospel lesson, as well as verse 51, just prior to that, when the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to journey to Jerusalem. You may be seated. What kind of journey are you on? Now, I'm not talking about where you're going for a 4th of July weekend or anything like that. What kind of journey are you on? Some of you are new Greek students here to the seminary. You're on a journey like perhaps no other you've ever been on before, spending the summer with Dr. Veltz learning the Greek language. Welcome. Welcome to the journey that so many have gone on before you. For some of you, your journey is about to take you away from Concordia Seminary to go out to a vicarage placement or to the excitement and anxiety of a new call to a new congregation. Life is changing dramatically for you in your journey. Your journey will never be quite the same again. For others, your journey is to stay here, at least for another year or so. For some of us, faculty and staff, the journey is to remain here this year and into years in the future, be it God's will, helping other cohorts of students through their journeys, through this seminary education and formation as pastors, teachers, and deaconesses. Regardless of what your journey is today or where it seems to be leading you today or this month or this year, whatever your journey, whatever your daily calling is today, your vocation soon will be, your journey is about following Jesus. You're following Jesus as you're learning Greek or counseling or homiletics or whatever other class you may be learning here at this time. You're doing that when you provide the support necessary as a staff member for those to continue to learn and teach and be formed here. You're on your journey as you serve the Lord in your families, in your homes, in your congregations, for those of you that are just here for 2 weeks or 4 weeks during the summer. You're on your journey as you are serving in your community and letting others know how Christ has changed your life. Most importantly, we're following Jesus on this journey when he sets his face to Jerusalem to be delivered into the hands of men and to suffer many things for us, to be killed in our stead and to conquer death for us on that third day. You have been baptized into that journey, into his death and resurrection. We follow Jesus, whatever the cost, because of the great price that he paid for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.